Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report Thursday. First of all, what did we see in terms of weather over the past week and where? How has that impacted soil moisture levels? And how is moisture holding out at this stage and where?
Yeah, so we did see some rain across the province last week. It was mainly concentrated in the southeast and the east central regions. That's at least where the highest amounts fell. There was a significant amount that fell in the northeast too that was very welcome. Areas around Calder received around 36 millimeters, so that was a significant amount. Stockholm area was around 35 millimeters, and Rokenville was around 34. With the sporadic rain, though, across the province, moisture conditions overall kind of remained similar to the levels that we had been seeing from the week previous. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated right now at about 2% surplus, 44% adequate, 42% short, 12% very short. And hayland topsoil moisture is reported at 38% adequate, 41% short, and 21% very short. Pasture topsoil moisture is rated at 29% adequate, 45% short, and 26% very short.
In terms of both heat and moisture, how are those two factors combining? How are crops looking at this point? How is development progressing, and what are the factors there?
Development is progressing for the most part relatively normal, although in drier areas it tends to push the plant a little bit ahead because it doesn't have enough moisture to maintain the vegetative state, so it wants to go to seed right away. Crop damage that we've been seeing is mostly from dry conditions, heat and wind, of course, and most of that's minor to moderate. However, there are some areas in the province that have reported increased crop damage from the wind and the dry conditions.
Is that having any impact on yield potentials at this point?
It's possible that it is, yes, but I can't say for sure.
What have we been seeing in terms of insect pests and where, and what's happening at this point?
Last week there was actually another factor that caused some damage. There was frost in some areas, but flea beetles and grasshoppers are probably the most significant pest at this point. Most of the regions are reporting minor to moderate crop damage from them, but it definitely is causing some problems.
You mentioned frost damage. How serious and where?
Most of the province actually saw some frost last week at some point.
What will be happening in the fields over the next week or so?
Well, most of the seeding is pretty much wrapped up. So producers will be on to doing things like applying in-crop herbicides when the weather is appropriate. And that has been a bit of a challenge for the last couple of weeks, mainly due to the wind conditions. They'll continue to monitor things like insect damages and environmental damage.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Our guest has been Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.